出埃及记第三章第一节到第二节，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶托罗的群羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了上帝的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？耶和华上帝见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。上帝说，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。又说，我是你父亲的上帝，是亚伯拉罕的上帝，以撒的上帝，雅各的上帝。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看上帝。耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了，他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了，我原知道他们的痛苦。我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地，就是到迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人之地。现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓从以色列拯救出来，从埃及地拯救。摩西对上帝说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？上帝说，我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。历代志下第七章第十四节，经上这样说，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
很高兴见到你们，
大家都听懂啊？
I've learned a little Chinese. I hope you
could understand.
上帝保佑你们。
May God bless you all.
上帝保护你们一切。
May God protect you.
Amen. Good morning, church. Okay, so let's start. So this morning, the message of God that wants to share with us all is entitled Hope Amidst Uncertainty.
今天早上我想要跟大家分享的正道的主题是在不确定的境况中有盼望。
These days, people are terrified with the coronavirus.
现如今人们很害怕新冠病毒。
Future seem uncertain due to global health crisis.
由于全球经济受到这种前所未有的情况影响，未来似乎很不确定。
Recession worldwide.
全球的经济都受到衰退的影响。
Millions of people are losing their jobs.
成千上万的人都在失去他们的工作。
Businesses are impacted by this unprecedented situation.
很多人的生意都受到这种前所未有的情况的影响。
Lockdown everywhere.
到处人们都被隔离在家里。
Maybe you're also getting anxious, terrified, and panic buying.
人们都很害怕，很恐惧，人们跑去超市恐慌性的囤货。
Church, this pandemic is not new. It happened in 1918 called Spanish flu.
弟兄姐妹们，这次的这个疫情并不是一个历史上没有出现过的。它在1918年的时候，世界上就爆发了西班牙流感。
And this Spanish flu killed 100 millions of people.
这个西班牙流感当时导致数百万人死亡。
And in 2009, there's called swine flu or SARS.
在2009年又爆发了 SARS 流感。
That killed almost 300,000 people.
当时有30万的人死于非典流感。
If we focus our attention, in the news, we will all get scared.
如果我们把注意力集中在新闻报道上，我们都会很害怕。
Behold, church, God has a good news for all of us.
但是，弟兄姐妹们，我们要看神掌管一切，他有好消息给我们。
God is still in the throne.And in control of everything.
神仍然坐在宝座上，他仍然掌管万有。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Holy, holy, holy is your name, Jesus.
哦，圣善的耶稣啊。
We thank you and praise you for you are sovereign and a faithful God.
我们感谢你，因为你是那有权柄的神。
Thank you that we can rest in your faithfulness.
感谢你，我们可以信靠你的信实。
And that you are in control of everything happening to us.
我们知道你掌管我们周围所发生的一切，你掌管万有。
You can see the sufferings of your people.
你能够看到你的子民所受的难处。
The fear and anxiety of uncertain future.
你能看到你的子民对于未来不确定他们里面的惧怕。
We pray for your peace and comfort be upon us all.
我们祷告求从你而来的安慰，从你而来的安静能够在我们每一个人身上。
We open our spiritual eyes, heart and mind to you.
我们把我们属灵的眼睛、属灵的心打开。
And we ask you, God, to be our master speaker and a teacher this morning.
我们祈求今天早上你是你的话语成为我们今天所听到的话语，我们作为你话语的出口。
We pray for double portion of your anointing to thy servant.
我们祈求你以双倍的膏油来膏你的仆人，你的侍女。
As we share your message to our church,
在我们分享你话语的时候
，give us wisdom and understanding.
请给我们智慧，给我们能够理解你话语的能力
，and faith, knowing that you are in control.
给我们信心，让我们能够相信你掌管一切
，knowing that when we pray, you answer.
求你帮助我们，让我们知道，当我们祷告的时候，你就回应我们的祷告。
God, make us a doer of your word.
帮助我们做你话语的让我们能够行出你的话语。
That we may be a blessing to others.
让我们成为其他人的祝福。
Help us to put our faith into action.
帮助我们，让我们把信心变成行动。
And we rebuke the spirit of fear.
我们呵斥一切害怕的灵。
Sicknesses.
我们呵斥疾病。
Or any destruction in Jesus' name.
在耶稣基督的名下，我们呵斥一切对我们的搅扰。
As the song sings, help us to focus on you, Jesus, in this time.
帮助我们在如今的这个时期里面能够完完全全的定睛于你，耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Yeah. In Genesis, this pandemic was in the form of plagues.
在创世纪中，这样的瘟疫以实在的形式出现。
God sent to Pharaoh's kingdom to deliver the Israelites who had been in slavery for more than 400 years.
上帝派人到法老的王国去解救被奴役了400多年的以色列人。
Their long suffering,
他们长期处于迫害中
led them to cry out for help.
因这样的苦难，他们哭喊着归向上帝。
And God heard their cry.
上帝听见他们的呼求。
And called Moses to deliver them.
又召摩西来救他们。
A man full of excuses.
摩西是一个常常有借口的人。
Afraid, hesitant, and no confidence in himself.
他自己害怕犹豫，对自己没有信心。
Nonetheless, God is still called him.
即使这样，神仍然呼召他。
Chose him to be representative to save his people.
神选择摩西作为神的代表来拯救他的百姓。
Church, God is telling the same thing message to us this morning.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上，神给我们同样的信息。
God sees our suffering.
神能够看到我们的苦难。
And understands our fear.
他能够理解我们的惧怕。
Acknowledge your fear, but don't give in to fear.
我们可以感受到自己的惧怕，但不要因为惧怕而退让。
For God is with us as he has promised.
因为神与我们同在，这是他应许的。
It's interesting to know.
很有意思一点是
the salvation for the Israel started from the birth of Moses.
以色列人的拯救从摩西的出生开始。
Moses, who is a Hebrew,
摩西是一个希伯来男孩。
And during the time of Pharaoh, he ordered killing of all the boys, the baby boys.
在当时的法老的时代，法老要求所有的希伯来男婴都被杀掉。
Miraculously, he was saved.
然而，就像一个神迹一样，摩西获得了拯救。
And he was even adopted by Pharaoh's daughter.
他被法老的女儿，所收养。
Moses was given the privilege to be a prince of Egypt.
摩西过着王子般的生活，埃及王子般的生活。
Got education and have lived with all the luxury and privileges in life as a prince.
摩西获得了良好的教育，并且过着王子般奢华的生活。
But one day his life was changed.
但有一天他的生活改变了。
When he killed an Egyptian,
因为他杀了一个埃及人。
And in fear of Pharaoh, he ran away to Midian.
他害怕法老，于是他逃离了埃及，去了米甸。
A Midian is like a desert.
米甸就是一个旷野的地方。
A very difficult and challenging life.
在那里生活是非常艰难，充满挑战的。
From being a prince to a refugee.
开始是一个王子，后来变成一个逃难的难民。
So for 40 years, Moses stayed in the desert.
整整40年，摩西都在这样的旷野中生活。
He found a family.
他在那里建立了家室。
And breakthrough happened in his life when he met God in a burning bush.
然而他的生活遇到了一个突破，那就是当他在燃烧的荆棘里 遇见神的时候。
He met God in a burning bush, and God revealed first time himself to Moses.
当他在燃烧的荆棘中遇见神的时候，神第一次向摩西显现。
In Exodus 3, verse 4 to 6, God said, Moses, Moses, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
出埃及记三章四至六节，耶和华神说，摩西，摩西，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
The purpose of calling God to Moses is revealed in Exodus 3:7.
上帝对摩西呼召的目的在在出埃及记的三章七节里面展现了。
The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry.Because of their taskmasters, which is their oppressors, Pharaoh, and I know their sufferings.
耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦。
In this verse, we can see that God has seen, heard,And know the sufferings of his people.
在这一节经文之中，我们可以看到神是可以看见、可以听到、可以知道他百姓的痛苦。
The God of patriarchal, which is Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is the same God that we worship this day.
当时以撒、雅各的神就是我们现在。所敬拜的这位神。
God can see our suffering.
神可以看到我们的痛苦。
Understands our fear and anxiety.
神能够理解我们的情绪的紧张，我们的害怕。
And that when we cry out, we know that God is listening to us and can see us.
当我们发出哀声的时候，我们知道神能够听见我们的哀声，能够理解我们的痛苦。
In Exodus 3:8, God's response to the cry of Israel.
在出埃及记三章八节的时候，神对以色列人的哀声发出了回应。
God from heaven come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up.And out of the land to a good and broad land and a land flowing with milk and honey.
我下来是要他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好、宽阔、流奶与蜜之地。
God's response, as he has heard and seen the people suffering, God was moved from heaven, came to earth to save the Israel.
神听见他们的呼求，看见他们所受的苦难，神从天上降下，要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
God didn't just save them, but God promised them to give new life, new beginning in a promised land.
神不仅仅是要救他们，并且要给他们一个更好的一个未来，让他们有新的生命和开始，要让他们去一个更加美丽的地方。
And God called Moses in Exodus 3:10 and says, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
神呼召摩西在出埃及记三章十节说，我打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及地领出来。
Come in Hebrew here is An invitation meaning to go. It's an invitation to come and join God in His great plan saving people.
来这个词在希伯来语是一个邀请，它表示的意思是去，是邀请来加入的意思。
In this context, God is calling, inviting Moses to his great plan to deliver the Israelites. To partner with God to join him in his mission. In the context of inviting Moses, the word come in Hebrew meaning to go, or it's an invitation to come and join God in this great plan, saving the people of Israel.
来这个词在希伯来语是一种邀请，它表示来邀请人加入。这里神呢，他想要邀请摩西加入他伟大的计划，来拯救以色列人。
But Moses, just like some of us, hesitant.
但摩西就像我们中的很多人一样，他很犹豫。
Scared, many excuses.
他很害怕，他有很多的借口。
And he even said, God, send someone else.
他甚至这样说，神啊，你去派别的人吧。
But God sees something special in Moses.
但神在摩西身上看到一些特别的东西。
That God chose him to do the mission.
神选择他来做这个任务。
Church, the same thing is asking us, that God is asking us to join him, bring hope to the people around us.
弟兄姐妹们啊，神给我们一样的信息，一样的呼召，还让我们来在其他的没有信主的人身上来带来一些盼望。
Let's take this opportunity to minister to people who have lost their hope.
让我们借这个机会来去侍奉那些人，那些已经失去了盼望的人。
Yes, we have the responsibility with the government, but we also have a responsibility in God.
是的，我们有从自己的是世界的政府而来的这些责任，但我们更有从神而来的责任。
In this time of hopelessness, we have the powerful message of God.
在这个让我们似乎没有盼望的时间里，我们有来自上帝的充满盼望的信息。
To bring hope to the people,
我们要将盼望带去周围的人。
Let us not keep the good news in ourselves.
让我们不要把这样的好消息紧紧地抓在自己手里。
But let us be God's hands, feet, mouth, and eyes.
让我们能够成为神的眼睛，成为神的手，成为神的脚。
Very important that we should understand our identity or position in Christ.
我们必须要知道自己在耶稣基督里的身份和地位。
1 Peter 2:9 says, But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
因为就像在彼得后书2:9神说我们是拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是至高神的儿女，要宣召那召我们出黑暗入光明者的奇妙美德。
What does royal priesthood mean?
有君尊的祭司是什么意思呢？
We need to intercede for the people.
我们要为其他的人代祷。
Pray for all the nations.
我们要为列国祷告。
For we are given the authority to trample the enemy.
因为我们被给予了这样的能力，就是践踏仇敌的能力。
To rebuke sickness, fear, and anxiety.
我们要斥责疾病、恐惧和焦虑。
You are set apart, church, a precious sons and daughters of Christ.
弟兄姐妹们啊，你们是神宝贵的儿女。
The people need God.
人需要神。
And we can share that hope and love to them.
我们可以向这些人 来分享我们所得到的盼望，我们所得到的爱。
Crossing the Red Sea is the greatest miracle happened in the Old Testament.
跨越红海是旧约里面最大的一个神迹。
God allowed the people of Israel to experience the most impossible, difficult, and challenging times in their life.
神允许以色列人经历他们人生之中最有挑战性的事件。
They were in captivity for 400 years suffering.
40年来他们都受到埃及人的劳役。
Impossible situation that only God can help them.
在这样看似不可能的条件里他们得到了拯救，只有神可以做到这样。
Does this ring to everyone?
这与我们每一个人也息息相关，不是吗？
We are all in a desperate, impossible situation.
我们所处的环境是让人绝望的，是看起来没有太多的盼望的。
That only God can save us all.
唯有神能够拯救我们所有人。
In thisCrossing the Red Sea, greatest miracle in the Old Testament.
在跨越红海这样一个旧约最大的神迹中，
God showed His power.
神展现出他的大能。
That even the enemies of the Israel recognizes that it's God fighting for them.
甚至以色列的仇敌也意识到是神为以色列人而战。
It's God fighting for them.
是神为以色列人征战。
Exodus 14:30 says, Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians.So the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in His servant Moses.
当日耶和华这样拯救以色列人脱离埃及人的手，以色列人看见埃及人的死尸都在海边了，以色列人看见耶和华向埃及所行的大事，就敬畏耶和华，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
We are all experiencing this very challenging and difficult season in our lives.
我们每一个人都在见证这一个在我们生命中是充满困难的一个时期。
But we don't have to give in to fear or focus in this coronavirus.
但我们不应该屈服于惧怕，屈服于这种对新冠病毒的焦虑。
Because we have God who can save us and help us overcome this uncertain and unprecedented situation.
因为我们可以信靠神的保护，让我们在这样的一个前所未有的环境之中能够得到平安。
Let us meditate in Psalm 91, verse 14.
让我们来一起默想诗篇91篇14节。
Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. When he calls upon me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
因为他爱我，我要搭救他，我要保护他。因为他承认我的名，他若求告我，我就应允他。我要在患难中与他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵，我要使他饱足，将我的救恩显明给他。
Church, let us truly meditate on this Psalm 91, that as we call upon him, God have faith that God will surely answer us and promise to be with us in this troubled time.To protect us from this coronavirus.
弟兄姐妹们啊，让我们来好好的思想 诗篇91篇的信息，当我们呼求神的时候，神就与我们同在，让我们能够在这个新冠病毒疫情肆虐的时候能够得到平安，得到他的保护。
But because we trust in God, He will save us all.
因为我们信靠他，他会拯救我们所有人。
Anticipate that God will do something miracle for all of us.
我们要期待神会为我们所有人做奇妙的事。
A help that we need that only God can offer.
我们会得到只有能从神而来的帮助。
In 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
历代志下7:14我那称为我名下的子民，若谦卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
God has a reason why this all is happening.
神让这一切发生是有理由的。
We are a royal priesthood.
我们是有君尊的祭司。
Expected to intercede for all the nations.
我们要为列国祷告代求。
Let's ask and seek the Lord's forgiveness.
让我们来祈求，来寻求神的怜悯。
Repent and turn from all wicked ways.
求神的饶恕，让我们能够转离所有的恶。
And as we do this, God promised to hear us from heaven.
当我们这样做的时候，神已经应许了，他必从天上垂听。
Forgive our sins and heal our lands.
赦免我们的罪，医治我们的地。
We are God's people called to serve and share the good news.
我们是神的子民，我们是受神的呼召来与万民分享福音。
Community of believers that cares for others.
我们是一群信靠神的人，我们要帮助周围的人。
Yes, the government has given a rule, lockdown everywhere, wash our hands, keep our house clean.
的确，政府给我们了很多的一些要求，我们现在要保持社交的距离，要在家里不出门，要常洗手，要在家里隔离。
And as I said earlier, we all have responsibility as sons and daughters of Christ.
但就像我之前所说的，作为神的儿女，我们都有自己在神里面的责任。
Our response to end COVID-19.
我们对于新冠病毒的回应。
Now that we are all locked down in our own houses.
现在我们都在家里面。
Let's take this opportunity to pray and read our Bible.
我们要借这个机会来多多的祷告，来读圣经。
Catch up with your children, spend time with your family and pray together.
要多花一些时间和你的子女和你的家人一起祷告。
Since social distancing is also implemented,
因为我们需要保持社交的距离。
Physical visitation is not allowed.
我们不能面对面的去聚会。
But we can call a friend, a family, a colleague, and pray for them over the phone.
但我们可以给家人，可以给同事，可以给朋友打电话，一起在电话里面祷告。
Let us be creative in reaching out the neighbor, the people around us.
让我们多想一些有创意的点子，让我们能够去走出去，爱 能够让我们能够散发出爱来去爱周围的社区周围的朋友。
Send food, flowers, medicines, or even toilet paper to those who are sick and needy, and you can just put them at their door.
我们可以去照顾那些有病的、有需要的人，把食物、把花、把医药用品，甚至是厕所用的纸放在他们的门口。
Let us be a community that cares for others.
让我们成为一个能够照顾别人的一个群体。
We should also pray for all nations, government leaders, pastors, missionaries, neighborhood who have lost their jobs and businesses.
我们也可以为那些列国祷告，为各国的领导人，为各个教会的牧师，为传道人，为我们周围的社区来祷告。为那些失去了自己的工作、生意受到挫折的人祷告。
Let's pray that God will use this pandemic that people will turn back to God.
让我们来祷告，让很多的人借着这个疫情的机会能够回转归向神。
We are called to serve and share the good news.
我们受呼召来去分享这样美好的福音。
In Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7, is a good reminder to everyone among us that do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation like this, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding,will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
我们来一起看一下腓立比书四章六至七节。应当一无挂虑，要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
Do not worry, but pray with thanksgiving.
我们不要焦虑，我们要靠着主常常的喜乐，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
Believing and have faith that our God is a loving God and in control of everything.
我们要有信心，相信我们的主是一位充满慈爱的主。
And may the God of peace be upon us all in this difficult and challenging uncertain situation.
愿神所赐的平安能够在我们每一个人身上，在这样一个处于一个充满了挑战、充满了不安全感的一个环境中。
For we have a living hope in Christ.
让我们能够在耶稣基督里有生命。
I just want to share one testimony. I was encouraged to receive a call from a friend.
我想分享一下我身边的一个见证。我有一个朋友给我打电话。
Despite family struggle,
虽然他家庭里遇到了极大的困扰。
She called and offered a help for our community mission school in Pakistan.
他打电话为我们在巴基斯坦的学校的教职人员提供了很多的帮助。
They also face similar situation like us.
他们也和我们一样面对着同样的困境。
Unfortunately, they don't have medical facilities like Australia.
在巴基斯坦很不幸的是，他们没有像我们在澳大利亚所有的这样好的医疗资源。
This friend, instead of getting afraid and anxious,
我的这个朋友他并没有惧怕或者是有很多紧张的情绪。
She gathered help and sent medical help to our mission school in Pakistan.
他安排了一些医疗援助，把这样的医疗援助给予我们在巴基斯坦的学校。
See church, even our brokenness and poverty, God can use them to bless others.
弟兄姐妹们啊，你们看，即使在我们充满了破碎、充满了难处的时候，神也可以用这样的一些环境来祝福其他的人。
Because in this world we are God's eyes, hands, and feet.
因为我们在这个世界上就是神的眼，是神的手，是神的脚。
There are many practical ways we can show our faith into action.
我们有很多实际的可行的办法能够来表达出我们的信心。
Let us all be a blessing to the people around us.
让我们都成为周围人的祝福。
And surely God would all bless us.
这样的话，神就一定会祝福我们。
For we have a living hope in Christ.
因为我们在耶稣基督里有又真又活的盼望。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you that you are our living hope.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为你就是我们又真又活的盼望。
Give us all peace and comfort.
求你给我们平安，给我们安慰。
Wisdom, guidance, and courage.
给我们智慧，给我们带领。
To face this pandemic.
让我们能够很好的面对这样的疫情。
With confidence that you are with us.
让我们充满信心，因为我们知道你与我们同在。
You promise not to leave us nor forsake us.
你应许我们，你不会抛弃我们。
But by your grace, mercy, and power,
你会给我们恩典，给我们大能大力。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。
That this coronavirus will end now.
我们祷告，让这样的疫情能够现在结束。
That people can go back to our normal lives.
我们祷告，人能够开始正常的生活。
Bless and anoint everyone, Father God.
求你，天父啊，求你来祝福每一个人。
Give us the courage and boldness.
给我们勇气。
To share your love and your good news to others.
给我们勇气来与周围的人分享你的爱。
Thank you, God, for how you will help us.
主啊，感谢你，因为你帮助我们。
In this very difficult and terrifying situation.
在这样一个令人惧怕的、充满挑战的环境下。
Let hope arise.
让盼望充满我们。
And let your peace transcend.
让你出人意外的平安充满我们。
And divine protection for all of us, God.
让你从天而来的保护临到我们。
We pray for those who are sick.
我们为那些生病的人祷告。
That you heal their physical bodies.
求你能够医治他们的肉体。
Protection for all the health workers in the field.
求你让那些在各样的合场、各样的环境下工作的医疗人员能够得到平安。
Comfort them and protect their families as well.
求你安慰他们，也保守他们的家人。
We intercede for all the nations.
我们为列国代祷。
Asking for forgiveness, Abba Father.
我们祈求阿爸天父的饶恕。
And we pray that you heal our land.
我们也祷告祈求你来医治我们的地。
This is all we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
上帝保佑你们，上帝保护你们一切。谢谢。
谢谢。